and wasn't one of those long injuries. We've been seeing a lot, far too many injuries this year. For our high school sports sponsors, we're going to go over here. We have Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, and Woodruff Appliance and TV. As always, our halftime and postgame show brought to you by Forward Bank. And it is a 1st and 10 here from Athens, or from the Loggers 16. Athens, we back to no sound again too, huh? And with 11:50 to go here, here's Athens from the shotgun. And up the middle they go
for about a 4 or 5 yard gain here.
Yeah, Nate, I think you're going to have to change batteries. Yeah, we're going to have to do a battery switch here. I'm going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout. We're going to come back and we switch our batteries, get things rolling.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Checking accounts. That's right. Free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Aiken and along with Nathan Podwell's here and Steve Teeter's here in Athens, Wisconsin. We're in the fourth quarter here. The Loggers up 30-16 and with 10:07 to go here. Athens trying to get enough some more points and make this a ball game again. They're one score away from making this ball game here. And Athens coming out of the timeout. And up to the line of scrimmage they go. 9:45. And from the shotgun. And up the middle they go. Right, left side they go. Nice trickery there. It's hard
to keep up with
where the ball is going. And picking up some more positive yards. And 9:36. It's a good effort. We appreciate it no matter what, girls. It is what it is. And first down, Blue Jays, they get on that play. So the Blue Jays driving.
9.5 to go here. Loggers up 30-16. But the Blue Jays will not go away quietly.
No, not at all. They won't go away quietly. And looking to score here. 9:16 to go here. And first down here. All the way down at the 5-yard line. The Blue Jays looking to score. And left side they go, but stood up. And for a loss, nothing going on that play. Going to bring up a second down. And Braden Revac on the tackle. And another Athens Blue Jay down over on that left side. Is that what I'm seeing over there, Nate? Like he still on the field. And both teams going to go back. Austin Dean down for the Athens Blue Jays. And here we go. It looks like they might have gotten us back in on it, haven't they? All right. So we're going to stay right here while they walk this player off of the field. Going to go over our high school sports sponsors here. Again, sorry about the focus here, guys. Got a lot going on in this fourth quarter. Got to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, and Woodruff Appliance and TV. And 8:52 to go here. The clock is ticking. And Athens stepping up to the line of scrimmage from the 7-yard line. going to be second and seven. And the Loggers almost jump. I think they did in this left side. Great Brody Janicek got out of his stance here. And the Loggers again with a penalty. Second and two from this close to the end zone makes it a lot easier.
I thought he looked like he maintained.
That was Athens that's going to get the penalty. Okay.
Yeah, hard count finally caught up with him.
Yeah. So that one bites for Athens. It's second and 12. It looks like we're back in action here on Jeff and Scott's local sports channel, huh? Good work. Got to fix this up. A couple high school girls came and helped us out. But here we go. 8:19 to go here, fourth quarter. It's 30-16. Loggers leading Athens Blue Jays. Athens, though, from the 12-yard line to get a quarterback and to keep it, looking for someone to pass to. Almost picked off. Oh, my gosh, it was almost picked off, almost caught again in the end zone. But who is there again? Ben Vernig. And that one tipped up in the air, and the wide receiver for Athens almost catching it for the touchdown, but unable to. So third down and 12.
Nice discipline by the Loggers there because, again, I was fooled by the misdirection here. But
absolutely.
They're staying home.
It's third and 12, or third and goal from the 12-yard line, and Athens got to get it into the end zone to get a score here. Loggers have been pretty good with their in the second half here with their goal or their red zone defense. 8:05 to go here. Here's Athens from the shotgun. And going to keep it again. Looking to go left side this time. Quarterback scrambling. Makes the play and hit immediately. And that ball goes out of bounds. I think that was Colin Kleinschmidt. And another injury over there. And that time I think Colin hit him pretty hard on
that
play.
A good hit.
It was a nice hit, jarring the ball loose. And Athens receiver down on the play right now as he's laying out of bounds. 7:55 to go here. It's 30-16. And Cover High School sports sponsors. A lot of injuries coming in this second half here. And we want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, and as always, our halftime and postgame show brought to you by Forward Bank. Starting to get a lot of injuries racking up over here, Steve,
yep,
at the end of this ballgame. The Loggers hanging tough here, still up 30-16. They took that big, used that big third quarter to take a nice two-possession lead here over the Athens Blue Jays, but if the Athens gets into the end zone, we got a ball game again. I mean, they get into the end zone, score 8 points here. What are you going to have? 24. It's back to a one-possession game,
and only a 14-point lead, not 16.
Yes.
So they could easily pull ahead with a couple plays.
Yeah, they really can. We're happy everyone's listening to us on 98Q Country or the Civic Media app. Also on Jeff and Scott's local sports channel. Got lots of some fans over there checking in, and some technical difficulties here tonight. Looks like the Athens player is up on his feet.
Yeah, he's been down.
He got hit really hard over there right as he made the catch. Colin Kleinschmidt stuck it to him, and you've seen him kind of folded up like a lawn chair over there in that corner. Happy to see the Athens Blue Jay kid get up. As you know, it's never fun to get poked by a guy when you're not seeing him coming. That ball's about you. You got to stick in there, make that play. And 7:55 to go here, guys. 30-16, Loggers leading. But it's fourth and goal for the Athens Blue Jays. And thanks, girls,
Loggers.
I think you did it, whatever you did. Good job. 7:51 to go here. Athens back into the huddle. They've got to get into the end zone to make this a ball game. Again, Loggers trying to hold them out from 4 yards away. Clock is ticking, 7:36 to go here. Athens from the shotgun, two receivers split both sides. The fumble, bad snap, and getting right to him. Who was it down there? B.J. Lowery. I think he's going to be the Jeff Aiken and Roofing player of the game. He got his sack. I asked him for a 50-yard touchdown run. He gave me 240s. I got to give him that. They were taken away. What a fabulous game that young man is having. Going to be a nice dinner talk tomorrow when we're talking about this game.
Is there a steakhouse open nearby?
I think it's Quick Trip. They stop every time. So it's probably going to be a trip. I might have to send him a few extra bucks. Maybe he can get that crispy chicken sandwich this time. 7:29 to go here. And B.J. Lueri with a big sack on that play.
Probably not going to be hungry because the boy's been eating all game.
Oh, he's been eating all game, hasn't he, Steve? Here we go. And he's going to get the ball here, right side. Gets a corner, picks up some yardage over there. B.J. Lueri, a nice run. He's got the energy. Coach is giving him the call. He was giving the ball. He kind of knows he's having a special day. 7:24 to go here.
It just feels like Fridays are a special day to him now.
You might be right. You might be right. He likes these. He
Every
likes
Friday.
These lights. And maybe it's some of this new gear he's wearing. I noticed all week there's something from Amazon coming, whether it was a sleeve, a wristband, who knows what. Some magical stuff he's been getting in the mail, helping him get through. Here's Denzine in the backfield. Denzine going to keep it himself. Makes a news. Makes a nice move. Hurdles a player. And picks up the first down. 7:18 to go here. It's really getting cold here now tonight. There's a hat in there somewhere, Nate, if you need it. I think it's a Jeff Haken roughing player of the game. I might have to redistribute that one to BJ after this game here tonight. 7:09 and counting. Loggers ready to take some time off of this clock. They're going to be in no hurry whatsoever.
Where's your 7-minute offense?
Yep, exactly. And up to the line of scrimmage they go. BJ says, I'm not done. He wants that 100-yard game, I'm sure. I think he's a ways away from that right now. But, and where are we at right here? I don't even see who's got it. Was that Denzine for a loss on the play, I believe?
Yeah. Looks like about a no gain.
And probably a no gain. Going to bring up a third down? Or is it a second down? We're going to bring up a second down for the Loggers. Second 10, it looks like. Colin Kleinschmidt checking in. 6.5 minutes to go here. And if the Loggers can maintain a few minutes on this drive, you know, pretty much seals the game here unless something wild happens. But here they are from the 26-yard line. And Delasky, he knows what to do with it. There's about six guys trying to bring him down, and he was chugging along with them.
Just keep matriculating that ball down the field.
6 yards on the pickup for Delasky. It's going to bring up a third down. Third down and about four from the Loggers' 32-yard line. We had a Chad McAuliffe sighting on this live stream here, too. Always good to see the McAuliffe boys from Minnesota watching. They're watching from all over the country. Yep. We got listeners in
South Carolina,
Alaska. And here we go. BJ, right side, tries to get around the corner, and he's tackled
to the sticks.
Closer, I think he's going to be about a yard. Is he going to be short?
See where they might have the line to gain here.
And they might have to come out here and measure this one.
That looks awfully close.
It sure does, and I think he's got it. Give him the first down.
Ooh, man, that is close.
So close it is. This brings up a fourth down, correct? If they don't give it to him?
Got to be some A-Ron time. Let's go.
Oh, not loving the spot on that one. But we're in Athens. We've been dealing with that all day here today. That's all right. Throw some more challenges at the Loggers way. They got this. BJ in the backfield. Evan Hollinger out. BJ getting his number called a lot here tonight. And this one's going to be direct snap to him. You can always tell. I can anyways. BJ, left side.
Yes,
there it is. The 50, 40, 30, 20, 15. Get your 50-yard touchdown, boy. BJ Lueri, touchdown, Loggers.
You can put that one on ice.
Woo! Having a blast here right now. We talked about that.
Have a night, BJ.
We said you got to visualize it. I want you to close your eyes and see it, BJ. He did. He's seen it. That's a touchdown. What a fun night that we're having here in Athens. It was tight. I'm glad we're not in that booth over there. They'd really be mad at me in Athens here tonight on homecoming. Here we go. Direct snap. And that's J.J. Adamitis, I believe, left side, trying to get into the end zone. I think he does.
Yep, he's in.
Was that J.J.?
Yes.
J.J. Adamitis gets the two-point conversion. And the Loggers with a 38-16 lead. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 30-second timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TV doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken, and along with Steve Teeters, Nathan Podewelt here in Athens, Wisconsin. What a nice crew I got to work with here tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve Teeters here with us. The Loggers coming through. They've been having such a successful season, looking to move to 6-1 on the season right here. And Loggers kicking off here right now. Oh, we got another timeout. Timeout. Who took a timeout there? Athens took a timeout. Well, that's all right. We're going to stay right here listening on 98Q Country or on the Civic Media app. We thank you guys for tuning in, sticking with us here. It's getting to be late night. I don't know what time it is here. Feels like it's got to be about 9. What is it? 9:16. Not too bad. We'll be home by 11:30, right? We're going to make that Taco Bell stop on the way home. In Medford, it's become tradition. Stopping there on the way home, see what disaster we can get. 4:51 here. They're not on our sponsors list. It's okay. We want to thank our sponsors, though. Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, and Woodruff Appliance and TV, and as always, our halftime and postgame show brought to you by Forward Bank. Here we are, set to go again. Oops, I hit buttons. Hope nothing bad happened right there. And Loggers kicking off, going for the onside kick, unable to get it. But they have a 38-16 lead here late in the fourth quarter, 4:49 to go. And the Loggers, with their defense, that's a goal. B.J. Lowery. Always fun when your boy is out there having a good time and reaching goals, hitting his goals. Got the big touchdown run in on that last possession. I'd say that was the dagger.
I would agree.
Yeah, that was right there. That was the dagger.
That'll do it.
Athens stepping up to the line of scrimmage from midfield here. And from the shotgun, and it's going to be, he's going to keep it himself. Throw this one deep. I like that play right there. Almost caught it. And it was a beautiful throw.
Yes,
how quickly he got it, got rid of it. The receiver got deep.
Had a half step.
That's a nice combination right there, them two. He had a step on Ben and had him sealed. It would have been a tough grab to make that one. He was led just a little too much. Even if you drop that one right in the basket, it would have been a tough catch.
Yep.
As it's directly over your head. I don't know if you know how hard of a catch that is.
Yeah.
Watching that come, I don't, because I've never done it. But from watching, 4:43 to go here. It's 38-16, Loggers leading. And the clock doesn't move on incomplete passes. So second and 10 here from midfield. And expect a little bit of a little fun coming from Athens. They're going to have fun to finish out this game throwing the ball. And here's Carkey.
Let's see if Ben can get another pick.
And there we go. And makes a nice pass down the sidelines and making the catch. And again, down after
Sawyer
a hard
Kuchaba.
Hit. Sawyer Kuchaba hit him hard. But, boy, number 10 there from Athens made a really nice catch on the sidelines. And, was that incomplete?
No. Oh, was it? Okay, caught out of bounds.
Oh, caught out of bounds. Oh, I thought he was in bounds. I thought that was a nice reception there from Athens. Too bad, though.
Might have been dislodged in that tackle by
Sawyer. Yeah, Sawyer hit him really hard over there. So we've got third and 10 from midfield here yet. 4:37 to go here. Not a lot of clock time has come off of the clock. Quarterback.
Lock is really playing coverage right now.
Yeah, moving the
back
around. And going to have
a
safety
pass rush.
And they're going to dump this one right over the top, right over everyone, and lots of room to run. Athens picking up the first down after a gain of almost 15. And the chains move.
So the clock stops again. Again, I'm okay with seeing the 10 yard. I mean, you don't want to see it, but you know, chewing clock, 10 yards at a time. I mean, you're going to screw up most of this clock if you try to do it 10 yards at a crack.
You got it. 4:15 to go here. Clock is ticking. Time slipping away from the Athens Blue Jays. The Loggers trying to room their homecoming. And up the middle it goes. And a nice run there from Athens, picking up a first down again. Moving it up to about the 25-yard line. 3:54 to go. And not a real fast pace here for Athens.
No.
And it's kind of taking their time in the huddle. Now they scoot up to the line of scrimmage. 3:40 to go in this ball game. It's 38-16. Athens hasn't scored in the second half, have they?
No, they have not.
And here from the shotgun, quarterback's going to keep it after a gain of about five. That's going to keep the clock ticking. 3:29 to go here. Or no, they picked up a first down now on that play, didn't they? So that's why they ran the short one. Chains are going to move. Clock is running again. 3:25 to go now. It's first and 10 for the Athens Blue Jays from their own, or from the Loggers' 23-yard line. From the shotgun, here's Athens, hands it off, and up the middle they go, picking up a few yards, down to almost 3 minutes to go here, left in this ball game. Athens moves it up to about the 18-yard line, maybe 19-yard line, brings up a second and 8.
Yep, BJ coming out, we'll look for a big play.
Big play. BJ, that's all he wants is big plays. And there we go. What is that? That's going to be an offsides on Athens. Going to back him up 5 yards. And it's going to bring up a second down and 12 now. That's going to back him up to about the 24-yard line. So Athens from the Loggers' 24-yard line, moving from left to right here. With 2:35 to go, clock's ticking. 38-16. And a lot of clock, like you said, a lot of times come off on this possession here for Athens. From the shotgun, what's quarterback's name? Keep forgetting it.
Zarnke.
And he's going to keep it himself. Up the middle he goes. And he's still going. How are we missing tackles on that? There we go. Pushed back, and a nice tackle there. Aaron Delasky pushing him back. 2:08 to go here. 2:05 is going to bring up a third and 2. Down to the two-minute warning. No two-minute warning in high school football, is there?
No. Nope.
And stoppage of the clock. What are we stopping for? They moved it an eighth of an inch back. All right, there you go. Yep, off the field. Let the boys play. Minute 49 to go here.
Yeah, that was strange.
Really strange. And here's Zarnke. He's going to keep it himself. Up the middle he goes. Probably picks up the first down. That'll move the chains. And that's going to make it a first and goal, I believe, correct?
Looks like it's going to be first from the 11.
From the 11, yeah. So Blue Jays have a chance to get a first down here yet at the one-yard line. It's going to be first and 10 from the Loggers' 11-yard line for Athens. Minute and a half to go here. Loggers have this game under the wraps here. It's 38-16. A big second half here.
Time to stiffen
the Loggers
up here, boys. Want to finish strong.
Yeah, let's get a stop. Go into our homecoming game against Hurley with all of that. And there's a nice blitz from the Loggers. Looks like they're going to dump it over the top. Catch is made and tackled out of bounds. I don't think he got in.
No, he did not. That was good. Good job.
But all the way down at close to the first down. He might have picked up a first down. We'll find out.
Ball's going to be placed
right around the first down marker. And a timeout. All right. We're so close to getting out of here with this big lead. A timeout with a minute 7 to go. I mean, I'm not the only one thinking it right now. So, all right.
You're not going to get any Kentucky Fried Chicken tonight, are you?
Yeah, no. No, they close down at 9 over there. The Taco Bell stays open. Yeah, we're done with the KFC. But it's cold. We won this game here. Unnecessary timeout. That's all right. We're going to stay right here We're having a good time hanging out.
Dom's staying warm.
Yeah,
he's got a little shimmy going out there
now. Dom's always keep fired up, keeping everyone fired. Dom Smedic doing his job as Lager's hype man. He's been doing that for a while
now. He's been great at it.
He sure has. All right, they're getting back out onto the field after this unnecessary timeout. Minute 7 to go here. I only say that because I'm running out of clothing over here. And I think we've dropped into the... We've got to be in the 40s now. I don't know. I'm no weatherman. Austin's a good weatherman over there at 98.3, though, isn't he, Nate? Was that you just telling me about that?
So, Buck 7 left here, 38-16, Loggers.
And it is 45 first... degrees. Oh, fumble! Oh, my goodness. And, Athens
looks
probably
like
fell back on top of it.
Gets on top of it again.
Yeah, but a loss there on a first and goal. What are they at, Nate? Or Steve?
Well, probably now, dropping back to about the... 4 yard line?
Yeah, so I think that put them back to the
5 yard.
They were at the 1, weren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, so a 4 yard loss, ball now situated on the 5 yard
line. Second and 5, Athens looking to get into the end zone. 43 seconds left from the shotgun. Here's Zarnke looking to pass. He's got a couple guys over there. There's a pass into the end zone. Touchdown, Athens. And hey, good for them. They got something to cheer about going into their homecoming weekend here. Probably a big celebration here tonight, tomorrow here in Athens. Usually what do they do? Bonfires, dances,
yeah,
you name it. But the football game, unable to get their first win of the season.
What do we got now?
Oh, we got a penalty. Who is this going to be? It's 30 seconds left. Let's go home.
Was there too many men on the field?
More penalties are going and nothing's happening.
Too many players on.
The result of the play is a touchdown. And what are they calling? Okay, he did the eagle. He waved his arms like he was a bird. Never seen that call from an official before. 34 seconds to go. We'll find out what it is.
If I was to guess, it would be too many men in the huddle.
Yeah, probably was because they're moving them back, aren't they?
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
Understandable for a long game like this.
We're going in the right direction. That's good.
There we go. That's a long 2-point conversion.
I think he tried a field goal.
Yeah. 34 seconds left. And now you kick the field goal, Nate? I think you're probably right on that. Steve, do you think you could kick a 30-yard field goal like that?
I can barely tie my shoes anymore.
Steve, I got more faith in you than that. Maybe after the game they'll let us onto the field and attempt.
I'm good.
You're good. 22-38, Loggers set to win this ball game here. See if Athens can get in for the 2-point conversion. They throw that one up high in the corner.
That's
going to
be
a penalty over there. Oh, my goodness. We need more. Oh, 9 flags out on the field. I don't think those boys want us to go home. They know we're cold over here. That was a penalty. That was pass interference.
Yeah.
I think that was Colin Kleinschmidt. We got to call his name out on that one. He was way early getting to the receiver.
Was it Colin or was it... Was it Ben?
No, it wasn't Ben. I didn't see an 8. I thought I seen a 2 in there.
Okay.
And I don't think it was Lane Abraham. All right. My nose is frozen. My toes is frozen. Welcome to football season. We had many layers. As I left from home, I had a T-shirt on. And I put a sweatshirt on when I was in the car. And then we got out at Culver's. And
good for conditioning me for bow hunting.
There you go. You're absolutely right. Conditioning me for working outside. I mean, I should be used to this.
Right?
It's so weird here in Wisconsin. We had weeks of 80 degrees and 60 degrees at night, and just like that, it's 60-degree days and 30-degree nights. And we act like it's the first time that's ever happened. I think this is my 46th year of experiencing this.
Well, if this weather hits in January, your arms are hanging out the window with the window down.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we talked
about
that.
Relative to
it is.
The season.
Those 50-degree days in March, oh, my gosh, are they so nice. But a 50-degree day in October, it's you
brutal.
Feel like, yeah, it's brutal. You've never experienced that before. And what do we got going on down there? The longest 2-point conversion I've ever seen in my entire life. I forgot we were at a football game here for a second. All right. 2-point conversion. We're going to try this one again. Is this the third time? All right. Athens. From, they're like the 10-yard line.
The 9-yard line, yep.
Looking to get into the end zone. And
Oh, if Jalen Chuzzle says not today, I just throw a flag, and they threw another flag on that. Come on.
We want to go home.
The longest two-point conversion in the history of two-point conversions. We've been here for 12 minutes, seven plays, and that didn't need a flag on that one. He tackled him out of bounds from inbounds. Now, another meeting. I'm running out of things to say here on 98 Shoe Country. And they're going to move them up again, redo it. And I thought that was a great play on the defense. He wrapped him up, threw him out of bounds, and I guess a little too rough. Is that what they're going to say?
What he says here. What's going on?
Weak!
Been a long game here. And there they step up to the line of scrimmage again. The officials say, no, we can't start this ball game yet. We've got more explaining to do. And it looks like they're going to do it now. The play is set to go here. Here's the fourth two-point conversion of this possession. And they throw this one up, and it's into the end zone. And two-point conversion is good. And probably get an unsportsmanlike. And he spun the ball in Collins' face, and they let that one slide. So there we go. It's 38-24. There's 34 seconds left here. And we're going to stay right here on 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app. As I don't know what this last 5 minutes of my life was there. I forgot.
We'll never get it back, but they got their 2 points, so
they did.
Here we are.
And by all means necessary, yeah. they've been trying to get into that end zone for that two-point conversion. They finally did it. Athens down 24-38, 34 seconds left to go in this ballgame. It's pretty much the start of the postgame show here, as this game is all but sealed up, and both teams making their way onto the field. You just hope for a safe ending, a conference game
right
this. I remember hearing stories of back in the day of some of my uncles, this and that, playing for Prentice, and end of a game. Gets a little scrappy, especially for homecoming, and I think times have changed a little bit. Uncle Muck, I heard, had some good times at the end of the game.
I would imagine he did.
And
those are probably back in Prentice's glory days.
They really were back in 11-man football, and the population or the enrollment was much higher, and some good teams back then. Here's Athens set to kick off, and they're going to squib kick this one, and there's a lot of collision right there, and no flags on that. And there's the flags. Keep the flags coming. There's more flags.
That referee threw that from Edgar.
He did. They're throwing the flags from all over.
He was 30 yards deep when
that
came out.
And what are they going to call that? That was just,
were you
like you didn't know this?
Chippy?
Yeah, chippy at the end of the game. Like, we can't even get 2 seconds through this game here right now.
I don't know if it was supposed to be thrown earlier. And if his hands were just numb and he couldn't pull it out, what was going on there?
So they're calling that one on Athens. Oh, on both teams, declined. So nobody knows what's going on. I think it's like they got Tret syndrome, ripping those flags out of their pockets and throwing them up. And literally, we've been here trying to get through 35 seconds of this game for the last 12 minutes.
There's
still 32 seconds left on the clock, Steve.
I've got to get home to feed my fish. They haven't been fed for 3 weeks.
I think we're in overtime here, aren't we? I mean, pay-wise.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. Nowhere else I'd rather be than bringing you this last 34 seconds of this ballgame. And here are the Loggers stepping up to the line of scrimmage. And what do? You stick it to them, go for the touchdown here? Nope, they're going to down it.
Looks like the victory formation.
Victory formation. Loggers take a knee. That's going to be the ballgame. Unless Athens calls a timeout, they got one left. They're not going to do it. And look at that. The players shake hands. You love to see it out there. It's a little chirpy, but it was a great ball game.
Yeah, another good
final
gut check
score, 38-24. And with that being said, we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a two-minute timeout. We'll be back in 2 minutes with the Ford Bank post-game show.
They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Get the best seat in the house at Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North-style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Schlangen Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Nashville, Wisconsin.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Everybody, Jeff Hakenin, Steve Teeters, Nathan Puddle. It was a group effort getting through this ball game here. Glad to have you here tonight, Steve and Nate, and able to bring the energy and keep the energy alive here, but in the Forward Bank postgame show, and the third quarter was the difference in this ball game. The Loggers put it on. They made it into a three possession game. I think at one point right there, 30 to 16 was the score, whatever it was. But the Loggers were able to really run the ball well. BJ Lowery, Jeff Haken, and roofing player of the game.
Absolutely
easy call here for the senior here tonight, but. Steve, what do you like going into this homecoming game next week against Hurley?
Oh, man, it's going to be a battle. I mean, you know, I watched them play earlier this year against Prentice, and, you know, coming into that game, they were number four in the state at the time. I think they've won their conference 29 of the last 30 years, or excuse me, they've been in the playoffs, something like that, 29 of the last 30 years in 11-man. Now they come down to 8-man, and number four team in the state. I don't know if they've been beat at all. They've been tested.
Been tested quite a bit. They won today against Schwamigan. What do we hit?
44-26, I think.
44-26.
So.
Convincing win after it was close at halftime.
Right, yep. So I'm expecting us to go out and actually beat this team.
I do, too.
And I really do feel like, you know, short of the penalties, I mean, this team is a fine-tuned machine. It's going to have big chunk plays. And they did have a big kid for Hurley, 6'4", 280-ish. He didn't look that big. That's what his listed weight was. But this is a kid that was like a second place qualifier at state for shot put and discus, I believe.
Wow.
So he's a good athlete. Could be very disruptive. We're going to have to control him. And if we can do that, I feel like we can hang with them athletically.
I agree, Steve. I don't think the Loggers were really all the penalties that they got here. I mean, there was 15 penalties probably,
right,
all bunched together at times, and the flags were just going all over the field. I don't think you're going to see that in Phillips. They're going to let them play a little bit more than what they did. But still, Loggers, you know, maybe it's a sign, hey, we have to be really clean here. And maybe this is a good thing that happened going into this
game
against Hurley.
Anytime you can get a victory and walk out of there with some things to clean up, it's a good thing, you know, because it's going to be a point of emphasis this week. You know, play smart, play fast, play free, and just do your thing, because this team, the Loggers, is legitimately great.
It is, absolutely. Year after year, we got another year of it coming.
Yep.
It's good times here coming for the Phillips Loggers. So for Jeff Haken and Nathan Podewelt, Steve Teeters, that was the Forward Bank postgame show. We wish you guys all a wonderful night. We will see you next Friday. The Loggers take on Hurley at home. It's homecoming. Have a good night, guys.
Good night.
WIAQ Country.
Thank you for listening to WIAA High School Sports, brought to you by Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Heckman Auction, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Haken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, and by Woodruff Appliance and TV.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know, you meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know, your old apartment, it's y'all's new place, there goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before, just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch, just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech, and you sunburn on a honeymoon beach, and your left hand's getting used to that ring, and there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know, weren't really trying, next thing you know, there's a test on the counter, next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes, you're half excited, half scared to death, cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat, and the doctor's saying how you doing there, dad, and nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know, next thing you know, get to know your wife again, and you're more in love than you've ever been, with a lot of years of remember wins and still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids, and you take them to church, teach them to fish, and you tell them stories every chance you get about how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing you know,
are you ready for us?
Okay.
It's Friday.
This is Friday, remember?
Friday night.
It's Friday. It's the weekend.
98Q Country.
Well, I was raised in a sophisticated kind of style. Yeah, my taste in music and women drove my folks hack wild. Mom and Dad had a plan for me. It was debutantes and symphonies. But I like my music hot, like my women wild. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much liquor.
lipstick and a too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Should have seen the looks on the faces of my dad and mom when I showed up at the door with a date for the senior prom. They said, well, pardon us, son, she ain't no kid. That's cocktail waitress in a Dolly Parton wig. I said, I know it, Dad, ain't she cool? That's the kind I did. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and I'm too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. I like them sweet, I like them with a heart of gold. Yeah, I like them brassy, I like them brazen and bold. Well, they say that opposites attract. Well, I don't agree. I want a woman just as tacky as me. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight, hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women and I like them on the trashy side.
Girl, you know I've been known you forever. How many nights have we hung out together? Same little crowd, little bar, little town, round this old dance floor. My boys are laughing, tap me on the shoulder, making a motion like a jaw get any closer. They wanna know what's up, why I'm still holding you, even when the song is over. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. So tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? We make it true. I could shut them down, tell them all they're crazy. I can do whatever you want me to do, baby. Or you could lay one on me right now. We could really give them something to talk about. There's a rumor going round about me and you, stirring up our little town the last week or two. So tell me why we trying to deny this feeling. I feel it, don't you feel it too? There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it true? Talking, girl, or should we just make them stop? And there's a rumor going round about me and you,
stirring up a little town.
Last week or two.
Oh, tell me why we even trying to deny this feeling. I feel it and you feel it too. There's a rumor going round and round and round. What you say we make it? Make it true. What you say we make it true?
Yeah. 98 Q Country.
Say somebody been shot, somebody's been abused, somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall old tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. We got too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, saying whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune, and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98 Q Country.
May we all get to grow up in a red, white, and blue little town. Get a one star hand-me-down Ford to try to fix up. With some part-time cash and driving a tractor, find a sweet little thing, where's your ball cap backwards kind of place you can't wait to leave, and nobody does, cause you miss it too much. May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you're wearing new off the sound of a corduroy and down the juice.
fields of green turn gold. Watch a marching band play with the harvest moon coming up. And know that 15 minutes of fame us ain't gonna be what makes us or breaks us, but we'll all be watching the TV the day that it comes. May we all know that nothing ain't cool till you wear the new art. The sound of a quarter rolling down the jukebox. Play the Travis straight right above the Tupac before you get lost down some road. Slow rolling with the top off the back of a Bronco. Buy a cold sixer with a cash in lotto. She's smiling with her hair blowing out the window. About to go, you may learn to fly. If you can't, then you just free fall. May we all. Then you just free fall. Maybe we all.
AQ Country.
Don't have to leave this town to see the world, cause it's something that I gotta do. I don't wanna look back in 30 years and wonder who you're married to. Wanna say it now, wanna make it clear for only you and God to hear. When you love someone, they say you set them free, but that ain't gonna work for me. If I had to choose what I couldn't lose, there'd only be one thing.